Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Eagles Live here at the NovaCare Complex. Dave Spadaro with you. Great morning here as we are officially 1 week away from the 2014 NFL Draft. I've just spent the last hour and a half listening to every possible question that Howie Roseman, Eagles general manager, could be asked. He answered them all well. Some conclusions that I will draw, and you have the opportunity to watch his press conference with Philadelphia reporters on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Right now, we've got that available for you. The Eagles clearly think that the wide receiver position is unusually loaded in this draft. And that doesn't mean that the Eagles are going to take a wide receiver in round number one, nor does it mean they'll take a wide receiver in round number two. In fact, Roseman said that there are quality wide receivers all the way through to round four. They label them as red receivers. Now, this player right here, Brandon Cooks, he'll go round one, and he will be somebody who obviously Eagles fans are going to keep their eyes on because he's been named as a potential Eagles target when Thursday rolls around with that 22nd pick. But for the most part, the Eagles really kind of believe they go into the draft not having any glaring holes and also understanding that it's very difficult right now to fill every single need. You know, you want to have Pro Bowl players across the board, all 22 positions, very difficult to do. But I think the goal here, again, add to the core. Good draft classes in 2012 and 2013. Having another one in 2014 would be absolutely huge. So once again, if you have a chance, check out what Roseman said on the site. Now, we'll also have a chance to speak to him over the weekend, and we'll post that for you right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com as we take a look at the draft selections. And the Eagles have six picks overall. Will they make trades? Well, as Roseman said, everybody is for sale if the price is right. So, or if the, you know, if somebody comes across and says, this is what you got, and this is what I want, and this is what I'm going to give you, and they make you an offer you can't refuse, then you don't refuse it. So we take your phone calls, 215-339-6709. Great show for you today. Kerry Williams, Eagles cornerback, stops by. Tony Pauline, draftinsider.net. We visit with him again, and we also take some time off the field. The Eagles had their men's academy over the weekend, or exactly the Eagles Academy for Men, and we caught up with three generations of Eagles fans. A really touching story that gives you the sense. It reminds you of why we're all here. We're here for the families, for the fans, and for the friendship throughout the many, many, many centuries of decades of Eagles fans who've been loving this football team. So a lot to get to on the show. We do want to take some phone calls from you as well. And reminder that we've got a lot coming up in the next week on the field, off the field, including some cheerleader previews. So when we come back, it'll be a little bit about Kerry Williams and the Eagles on and off the field. I'm Dave Spadaro. It's Eagles Live. We're coming right back in just a moment.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans.
Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Hi, my name is Rhonda. I've worked for Acme Markets for 30 years. Here at Acme, community means everything to us. Prices have never been better.
Going up and down the aisles, I do get a lot of compliments when the lower prices.
Your store looks great. I love the people. I love the shop here.
I just think people are definitely seeing a change and seeing that it's getting better with Acme. And it's not just the prices. It's the customers that are coming in here talking it up. Come on in. Check us out.
We're back.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
Well, we've got a big one for you on Monday night as we get ready for the draft on the field and off the field. This is the one you don't want to miss. Va-va-va-voom! Eagles cheerleader final audition show. Beautiful young ladies competing, 60 of them, for 38 finalist spots on the 2014-2015 Philadelphia Eagles cheerleading team. Tune in for the live broadcast right here, 7:30 p.m. on Monday on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our app. Make sure you tune in and watch the show. It's really a very good show. I give these young ladies a lot of credit. Tons of pressure. They've gone through the process. Hundreds of girls starting out with the audition, and now they're down to 60. Eventually, they'll be down to 38, and they are poised. They are professional, and they love the Philadelphia Eagles, and they are part of the show. So make sure you tune in and enjoy their performance on Monday night, the final auditions. Let's go off the field now. Again, Eagles Academy for Men over the weekend having a really good 2 days. John Runyon and also Troy Vincent, the keynote speakers. We had a chance to catch up with the Mitchell family and the generations of Eagles fans. They just love this team every step of the way.
We had four generations. We had 11 people total, all family.
Dad, you should come out and stretch. It's good for your golf game.
We had a great grandfather, father, and a son.
Can I get the roller? I got to roll this out. Oh, Dan's got a hold of his jeans already. Now, Nick, look at what arm you're doing. There you go. You got it right that time.
You're my best friend.
Right here, we're going to back pedal at a 45-degree angle. Land here.
Dan's got the tight waddle going on.
My pants are a little tight.
There you go.
There it is. He moves the whole freaking thing.
Dan witnessed it. I played college football
for 4 years.
He
did.
Yeah. I got the water and.
Yeah, flip in guy over here.
Whoa! Good job, Luke. Buttonhook, come on, Dan. Right there. Oh, great catch. Great catch.
Beer's on the line.
Come on, Dan. Oh! I'm gonna push you down a little bit further, all right?
And my father-in-law was so fortunate to have all his grandchildren were here, all except one, my oldest son. But they're all here. And he had so much fun just watching them. And you heard him laugh too.
Oh, we got it, dude.
I got you. You ready? You ready? I got it.
All right,
good. Just ready.
Go. Oh! Come on, Dan, get him, Dan.
See that inflatable jersey? It's actually just a sundial to time everybody.
I don't want to solve your case. I put it low.
What you got?
Higher is better. Higher is better. All right, where's the safety zone?
Over here.
All right.
Come on now, please.
If we're catching passes, you're trying again.
Don't touch Michael Kendrick. Yo, Papa, before you leave, go over and kick one of his bags. Mr. Michael Kendrick, when I played college football, my coach said...
He told me I was really good.
It doesn't count, Wayne. It doesn't count. Look great, but it doesn't count.
Mike, don't catch on your face next time.
Dan, did you catch it? Yeah. I think he has a little too much faith in my athletic ability.
Get him, Ty.
Is it a windy day? No, it was just chest hair blowing.
Dan?
Come on, Dan, in.
Yeah, look, get in there.
I'm sweating.
Yeah.
I'll stay behind like a fake
guy. Yeah, smart guy. Yeah, you're in the wrong picture.
All right, I'm sorry.
Hey.
He just waved back. Dan, seriously, went.
Do you see who's doing athletic group stuff with us?
That's where I got my hands from
me,
you.
Too.
I have no problem. Thank you.
This will be talked about at family parties for the next 10 years. I guarantee it. It's who did what, who didn't do what, so.
And there you go, the Mitchell family. Four generations of Eagles fans, an afternoon they will never forget. We thank them for taking part in the Eagles Academy for Men. You might have seen former Eagles cornerback Lito Shepherd, part of the fun as well. And we have that event annually at the NovaCare Complex. Back to football we go on the other side. DraftInsider.net's Tony Pauline joins us as he's done throughout the week and will do so next week as we gear it up the NFL Draft 1 week from today. What's happening around the league? We check in with Tony on the other side.
There's a new kind of energy company that's not just selling you power, it's giving you power. The power to make saving energy easy. The power to customize your electricity plan with green energy and be rewarded for your loyalty. Even the power to help your home generate its own electricity. Now that's the kind of power we can all use.
Together we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
The NFL Draft, it comes alive in 1 week, and we are thrilled to have Tony Pauline from DraftInsider.net with us here in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And Tony, something we haven't done here, we have talked ad nauseum about the Eagles. We have not discussed the rest of the NFC East. What do you see from, let's begin, up north with the New York Giants?
I think they would like one of the top offensive tackles to fall to them at the 12th pick. I don't think it's going to happen. I think a guy like Eric Ebron, the tight end, could be from North Carolina, could be a possibility for them. They have a glaring weakness at the position. I think if a top pass rusher or a top defensive lineman is there, a guy like Aaron Donald will be a consideration for the team as well. So I would expect the lines of scrimmage or a tight end from the Giants.
The Dallas Cowboys, we really don't know what to expect from them. Always very unpredictable. There's even talk of Johnny Football in Dallas. Your feelings?
Yeah, I've heard that Jerry Jones is enamored with Johnny Manziel, and he's a hometown guy, so it makes sense from that point of view, from a public relations point of view. It doesn't make a lot of sense from a football point of view. I think the Dallas Cowboys have a screaming need at the defensive line. They'd love a guy like Aaron Donald of Pittsburgh to fall to them. I don't think it's going to happen. Maybe they trade down. I think that if the coaches and the scouting staff have their say, it's going to be on the defensive line. If Jerry Jones has a say and Johnny Manziel's there, he could be the pick.
Well, we know Jerry Jones rules in Dallas. All right, Washington, first-round pick. They've made a lot of moves in the offseason. The offensive line, the defense, where do you see them going early in this draft?
I say offensive line. A guy like Morgan Moses from Virginia, who could play right tackle at the next level, could give them an immediate assistance if he breaks into the starting lineup. Name to remember for the Washington Redskins, a name that's moving up draft boards, Joel Bitonio of Nevada, an offensive tackle, can play left tackle, can play right tackle, can also be guard. He's NFL ready. He's not a great athlete, but he's a very good football player who's probably going to go top 40, and his name has been associated with the Redskins.
All right, Tony, you have been talking about the draft for months and months. You've thrown a lot of names out there. Nobody checks to see what was right in March, but they are going to check to see what's right 1 week before the draft. So is it going to be volatile in draft rooms between now and Thursday? Are there going to be some significant tweaks on draft boards?
I don't think there'll be tweaks as far as player positioning, but I think what's going to happen is they're going to run through a lot of scenarios about trade possibilities, because you know, it's not an Andrew Luck type of year where you know what the top players of the draft are. So the Houston Texans are going to look at, well, if we can trade down to this pick, we'll take this player. If we trade down to the eighth pick, we'll look at this player. So there's going to be a lot of scenario and role-playing as to working the phones and potentially trading down and what players you'll take there. I think the draft boards are pretty much set unless some guy gets in trouble, you know, unexpectedly.
At 22, will there be attractive options for the Eagles? Will there be teams that want to come into the first round and give the Eagles an opportunity to move back and pick up some extra picks?
If the quarterbacks start to fall, those teams at the top of round one who didn't get their quarterback may pick up the phone and call the Eagles because they may get itchy. They may say, well, listen, we didn't get our quarterback in round one. Let's move up. Let's see what the Eagles want to move into the bottom part of round one so we get the Teddy Bridgewater or the Derek Carr or some sort of player like that. I think the opportunity will be available for the Eagles to move down.
All right, well, let's talk quarterbacks quickly here. I don't expect the Eagles to draft one, but it's been a bit of a chatter of late. You mentioned Derek Carr's name for the first time. All of a sudden, he comes screaming into the draft. It's Bortles, it's Manziel, it's Bridgewater, and Carr? Are those the four guys?
I have Carr before Johnny Manziel because Johnny Manziel was an exciting college player. I just don't think he projects all that well to the next level. He's going to add a boost of enthusiasm from the fan base, but I think the coaching staff is going to have headaches trying to turn this guy who was played with reckless abandon and was an incredible magician on the college field into an NFL passer.
So you think he's too reckless to play in the disciplined NFL?
I think some of the things that made him so great on the college level will be to his detriment in the NFL. Like I said, the reckless abandon, just throwing the ball up there and hoping that his receivers come down with the pass, that works on the college level. It's not going to work in the NFL.
If he's there when the Cowboys pick, do they take him?
I think Jerry Jones is going to be pushing for it. You got to see what other defensive linemen are available, but I think it's a real possibility.
Is there one player, Tony, that you love in this draft, no matter where he goes, that people just don't know?
Well, we talked about Zach Carr. That's one guy. We talked about Jimmy Ward. Paul Richardson, a name that Eagle fans should keep an eye on, the receiver from Colorado, I think is going to be undervalued. He's a vertical receiver with a complete game. He had a knee injury in 2012, which kept him on the sidelines, but he's got big-time potential. I think in most drafts, he's probably a top 40 pick, but this is a receiver-rich draft, which is going to push him into the second, third round.
Let's get this thing going. Tony Pauline, DraftInsider.net. As always, great work. We look forward to talking to you on draft night next Thursday in New York, Radio City Music Hall. Finally, the NFL draft gets here. Tony Pauline, thanks for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
There's a new kind of energy company that's not just selling you power, it's giving you power. The power to make saving energy easy. The power to customize your electricity plan with green energy and be rewarded for your loyalty. Even the power to help your home generate its own electricity. Now that's the kind of power we can all use.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Let's go out to the island today, shall we? I'm Dave Spadaro. We're in the studio with cornerback Kerry Williams. The offseason, I guess it's kind of over for the NFL player these days. How do you like the schedule the way it works? When do you get your body and your mind back?
I would say you got to start right now with the OTAs and just getting around your teammates and making sure you're getting the right foot placement and things like that. You don't want to go too hard right now. But you definitely, given everything you got, you try to take it as slow as possible and gradually progress and build each and every day.
How was 2013 for you? Year one as a Philadelphia Eagle.
It was cool. I don't think necessarily defensively we had the greatest, times. But I seen improvement, and I think that that's a great thing, and we have room for improvement, and we look forward to doing that this season.
Kerry, you had come off a Super Bowl championship prior to joining the Eagles, and I wonder, very little offseason after 2012. Mm-hmm. Then you go back to the playoffs, win 7 of 8, great rousing mm-hmm. stretch run for the Eagles. More exhausted after this past year than in previous years because of the length of time and the lack of downtime?
No. I actually felt a lot better this season, maybe because we didn't get out of the first round, and that's one of those things that has a sour taste in my mm-hmm. mouth. And I would love to bring, the organization a little bit deeper run in the playoffs, make a title push. And that's something that we're working hard for, we're striding right now for. And we look to continue to build off of last season.
So what separates a team that wins the Super Bowl and a team that goes out in round one? Because everybody's a great player. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got great coaches. Bounce of the ball, opportune times that you don't take advantage of. What is that sliver of difference?
I would say execution. Understanding what your responsibilities are within the defense or within the offense. executing those responsibilities on each and every play, and just being precise in information, understanding, you know, what exactly you're supposed to do, understanding what the defense or the offense is giving you, react, and you know, you have to, I guess timing to a degree has to go along with it as well. But you know, it starts right here at this moment, building relationships, building camaraderie, getting guys in the locker room to have fun, joke around. You know, it makes your job a lot easier when you know, you can get those fun times in, and you know, and really just get an understanding for each other.
Well, take us inside the locker room then. How is the mood of the locker room? And maybe this too. How do you feel about your comfort level in the locker room now that you've had a year to get to know everybody and find your place?
Man, it's way cooler.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys in there that, you know, you miss from the off season, and you know, you look forward to rebuilding those things, rekindling some of the things that you left off last season. The locker room atmosphere is something that's close to what it was in Baltimore, mm-hmm. at the time where we went on the Super Bowl run. And I think that's very important into doing those things, into accomplishing those things, and going further in the playoffs is the camaraderie. And I think guys are doing a tremendous job this year of talking to everybody, you know, and it's not necessarily cliques and things like that. But, you know, I think everybody's just excited about the year, excited to get things going, understanding the capabilities of the team. And we're just believing in Chip's system.
Yeah, I think fans always look and say, well, who are the leaders of the team? And the truth is that there are many leaders on
right.
the team. The quarterback, though, is somebody that everybody looks to. You've had a chance to get to know Nick Foles for a year. Young kid, you know, didn't win the starting job last year, gets thrown in the middle of a game, and then has a season for the ages. How do you feel about Nick as a leader, as a quarterback, as somebody to take the Eagles to the Super Bowl?
He's a winner. He's a quiet, spoken guy. He's a guy that's not necessarily going to get you with the rah-rah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he usually stays with himself, but he's a guy that goes out and executes each and every day, and he takes his job seriously. And, you know, he prepares his butt off each and every day, and that's what you want from a starting quarterback. He has all the qualities.
You've been an outspoken guy. You've always expressed your opinions. More of a sense of doing that this year, Kerry? Do you want to become more of a leader? What do you want to accomplish in that regard this season?
I just want to be more wise in what I say. I want to think before I react and talk. I definitely don't want to be misheard by mm-hmm. any means. I'm still going to be the same guy, but I would say it in a little bit more of a softer tone.
Tone, yes, yes.
Yeah, and, you know, I think it's all a part of the process. You know, guys getting to know me getting to know guys understanding my personality and where I come from and how, you know, I tend to react to things. And, you know, it was all in love. It wasn't nothing negative on my end by any means. Sorry to the fans. But, you know, I just want to be as real as possible.
Yeah.
And sometimes realness isn't always taken too well.
I actually think the reaction with the fans last year was fascinating for me. You know, you have the moment where you missed a little bit of the camp. You had some personal mm-hmm. business to it. Fans jumped on your case a bit. But the strong personality in Philadelphia works when they see the way you played on the football field. So I thought by the end of the season, you had a very good relationship with the fans. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would agree. I think it's still growing.
Yeah.
You know, I would love to get some more fans. Who wouldn't? You know, especially, you know, when you're trying to do all of the individual things, you know, in this league. But, you know, it was all about the team, man. I was never trying to take anything from the guys that work hard each and every day, the professionals here. You know, I was just trying to say some things to get light a fire up under people's behind, to kind of bring an edge to the city, you know, to bring that back,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I still think that we're on the right track. We got the right tools in place. We got the right guys, and you know, that are in this system and in this fit, you know. But it's always room for improvement.
Yeah.
And that's one thing. I'm not a guy that's going to necessarily settle. You know, I feel like when we watch film, you know, in meetings earlier, that you know, it's a lot of things that I can improve on. So I'm always constantly being critical, not only of, you know, guys around me, but of myself as well. So I'm just as critical of guys around me as I am of myself. If not, I'm more harder on myself than anything. And I just expect greatness, and I expect to come out, everybody, you know, including myself, to give 110% each and every time.
Last one for you, Kerry. The year two of it, you know all the language, you know the defense, a lot of an expected leap for you, not having, you've gone through all the learning pains of figuring out the coaches, and they figure what you're all about, mm-hmm. and what kind of defense we're playing, and what's the communication like. I would imagine that the next step for the defense is going to be pretty significant.
Oh, no question. I think we got some great guys coming back. You know, Billy's implementing some new things. He's tweaking some things of old, and we're ready, man. I think you can look forward to a great, great improvement. I don't think we'll be 32 anymore. Hopefully, God willing, we'll be in the top 10. I think that's our goal. That should be our goal this year as a defense, to fly around 11 guys to the ball, try to get as aggressive as possible, man. Just, you know, even in a run game. And even in the passing game, finishing at the highest point of the ball, attacking the ball, not allowing guys to, you know, come down with it on the offensive end. I think, you know, when we improve in that area, I think we can be a lot more successful.
Yeah, well, hey, have a great rest of the conditioning program here. We mm-hmm. look forward to talking to you throughout. Thanks for coming by. Kerry Williams in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
As a little kid, I thought riding Scepter was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks, there's people ringing bells above me, there's honking going on, there's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. Memories guaranteed, with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
There's a new kind of energy company that's not just selling you power, it's giving you power. The power to make saving energy easy. The power to customize your electricity plan with green energy and be rewarded for your loyalty. Even the power to help your home generate its own electricity. Now that's the kind of power we can all use.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
And so that will do it for today. We're back on Monday. We've got Eagles Live for you as we just get really, really close to this NFL draft. 1 week away. Cannot wait, Eagles. What will they do in the first round? We'll find out Thursday night. I'll be joined by Merrill Reese. Among others, we've got a star-studded cast of coverage. Rounds 1 through 7 right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And, of course, our official Eagles app. Reminder, Monday night, we've got the cheerleader coverage for you, the final audition show. The field is narrowed from 60 to 38. Make sure you're with us at 7:30 on Monday night. The next time I see you, it's noon on Monday. Tune in. The draft is right around the corner. I'm Dave Spadaro. Thank you so much for joining us today. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.